You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Houston Astros have been extremely busy this offseason, not just at the winter meetings, which are going on right now, but really the entire offseason since the 2016 season ended. I'm Allison Fodor. I'm here with Brian McTaggart. Tags, wow. So they weren't messing around. I mean, we heard them say that they wanted to improve the offense, and they certainly wasted no time. I don't even know where to start. So why don't we start with some of the first moves they made and go through that?
Well, they targeted three guys offensively going into the winter, and they got all three of them, basically. Josh Reddick, of course, outfielder. Carlos Beltran, and of course Brian McCann, they traded for him as well. So three guys with a lot of experience who can do a lot of damage, and guys that just really make this lineup a legitimate lineup 1 through 9. I mean, so often last year it was 1 through 4 were strong, and then the lineup really fell off, and it helped later in the year when Bregman and Gurriel came, but now this is a lineup 1 through 9 that really has no holes.
Yeah, we heard little rumblings here and there, and people you talked to, and it was all kind of sources and off the record, but reporters saying, oh, they need more veteran presence inside the clubhouse. They need more leadership, more. And so we kind of knew that something was going to happen. And really, from a solid citizen standpoint, when you look at somebody like Brian McCann behind the plate and Carlos Beltran, what they bring in addition to a high level of talent is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. I mean, two of the best leadership guys you can imagine. And talking with Beltran yesterday, I was blown away by I really hadn't talked to him in 12 years since he was here, and he was the young guy in a veteran clubhouse. But he talked about Bagwell and Biggio, and he kind of learned from them and some of the other guys he played early in his career how to be a leader. And so he's going to be huge for Altuve and Correa, and he even said after he signed with them that he was going to take him out to dinner that night. So that process is already starting, but he's going to be a huge addition to that clubhouse. McCann as well, especially being a catcher, catching some of these young pitchers, he's going to help them in that fashion. But just, there was leadership in the clubhouse. Altuve led in his own way. Keuchel led in his own way. But adding guys who have been there, done that, McCann and Beltran have seen pretty much everything. It's invaluable.
Yeah, it's funny because we have to laugh a little bit. Carlos Beltran has been mercilessly booed every single time he's come to Minute Maid Park. It's been 12 years since he left via free agency and signed with the Mets. 12 years. It's a really long time. Okay, so but we know him in a different way. Of course, we do not get caught up in those kinds of fan things. But Carlos Beltran being has done so much for the game too, and has really done a lot for Latin American players. He is the reason why there's an interpreter at every full time interpreter at every clubhouse now, and one of the best hitters really of this generation. So is it time for the Astros fans to maybe stop booing him?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it'll be interesting the first reaction he gets when he steps up their opening day. But the reaction I've seen on Twitter and social media to his signing has been overwhelmingly positive. I mean, people are like, whatever, we're ready for this guy to help us right now. But I think he's built a Hall of Fame career if you look at what he's done, especially in the playoffs. And who can, forget that memorable 2004 playoff run when he hit 8 home runs with the Astros. So he talked about that when he signed, just about the booing. And he said he wanted to stay in Houston. He wanted a 7-year deal in Houston, but he wanted the no-trade clause because he wanted to stay here. So I think Astros fans knowing that, maybe that'll help them warm up to him a little bit. Of course, if he plays well, that'll help too.
Yeah, they might have won the World Series if he had stayed, but we won't talk about that. Okay, so let's move on to the rotation a little bit. And now with all of this offensive power that has come, and they have a lineup that can really be up there with any of them. But the rotation, I mean, they added Charlie Morton, but really, they need another starting pitcher, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think they would like to get another starting pitcher. They have a rotation that I think they would feel comfortable going into the season with, knowing that maybe they can do something during the season. I mean, this rotation 2 years ago was one of the best in baseball, and you've added Musgrove to that now. I mean, I don't think Dallas Keuchel's forgotten how to pitch. McHugh's steady. He had that terrible start to start the season and slowly got better as the season went on. So they have arms. They have quality arms. It's just how's it going to stack up against some of the other teams, especially if you get into the playoffs. So, yes, I think they will look to add a starter. I don't think it's going to be one of the big names, but just somewhat maybe another steady body to put in that 3-4 hole in the starting rotation.
One area that they really haven't done much is with the bullpen, because probably they don't need to do much. Do you feel pretty confident with what they have going into the season?
Yeah, that's been a big area of focus the last 2 years with Gregerson and, of course, the big trade for the closer, Ken Giles. But, I do think they would like to add a left-handed reliever just they don't have a lot of left-handed pitching depth in the bullpen, and you know, another veteran left-handed reliever couldn't hurt. But I think that's you're not going to spend any big money there. This offseason was about beefing up the offense, and now they're going to turn their attention to starting pitching.
So this is a very winnable division, and when I say winnable, I mean that there's not anybody who is standing out as so spectacular that they can't be overcome. We were just talking to Greg Johns from the Mariners, and clearly they probably have a chance. The Rangers, while I think that the slow decline is probably going to start in 2017, but it's really something that the Astros, they see. Like they say, this is our window, this is the time for us to win. There's really no reason why they shouldn't win this division.
Yeah, they'll be the favorite to win the division, and I think they will, but they're going to have to beat the Rangers. I mean, Right. Bottom line, they're going to have to find a way to beat the Rangers, and obviously getting Beltran from the Rangers is going to help. If you look at the standings last year, had they just split against the Rangers, you know, it's a race down to the wire. I'm not sure if they would have wound up winning it, but there's almost a psychological thing now with the Rangers. But I think they're going to go into the season obviously very confident in their against anybody, and I do think they will win the division depending on what the other teams do the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you, Tax.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.